This is the Taney County Board of Equalization. We are back from our recess from yesterday evening, and we have our first individual with us. And, sir, we are recording, and it's also on the Internet. If you will give your name, and then we will start from that point.
My name is George Shipman.
And I'm pretty sure she has your appeal or one of your appeals on the board. So that would be Hospitality Properties Incorporated, is that right?
Yes.
Let's just start there. Let me get this. I apologize. As I said, we had a mix-up, so we only have three board members here today, but that is a quorum, so we can move forward. This property is this in Branson Hills? No.
It's on Gretna Road.
On Gretna?
By
I must have got the wrong.
Okay, Angie, it's Christy again. Can you transfer me to Chris Maya? Thank you. You too.
This property is an old motel at Delgado, Belfast.
Got it. I'm there now.
60s, I believe. Something like that.
And if you would like to talk to us about this property, we are ready to listen.
Okay. It's basically a property in the 40-unit size, and we have turned it completely into an extended stay, and we do not rent. So
it's extended stay.
Yes.
It's not a nightly rental.
Right.
Let me interrupt. The one I think we're looking at, Ron, is over off of 165.
Okay,
that was built in 1986. What one are you talking about?
Yeah, that's on Gretna. I have one on 165 also.
So you're talking about a different one than I'm looking at here.
Well, let's find the correct one.
I just want to be on the same page.
He's looking at the second one.
So it'd be number two on our list.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and it's
all right. I found it. Thank you.
Can you bring up the map for me, there, Christy? So we're talking about that sliver that's along the highway there, correct?
Yes.
Put your arrow there where that is, if you would, right there.
Right there. See the red roof, Ron? That's where
I do.
Turn in.
Yep. Okay, let me get on a report. This has a total valuation of, if I'm looking, $471,335 and an assessed value of $150,830. All right, sir. Now, it's an extended stay. It's not a nightly rental.
Right. And the value, the prices that I put down to the values, we'd be willing to take today to get out of this situation that we're in with all the properties that don't work financially anymore. The prices that are being quoted around, the properties aren't selling. I mean, you can go buy several of these things for like $5,000 per unit down. So, just two or three years ago, we thought $10,000 was acceptable per unit. Now $5,000 isn't. So, it's my opinion, having owned probably two dozen brands, but the value's going to keep going down.
James, we're looking at the old Rosalie Inn.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's talking about value. He's talking about having gone from nightly rentals to extended stay. He's also talking about what we've heard from other property owners, that the value per unit is not what it used to be.
Are any of those issues, though, Ron, what we would be able to hear this year, or is it something that we would be a reevaluation at the first of the year?
The assessor is charged with the responsibility of reassessing property every 2 years. That's an odd-numbered year, which is the reason that we have, I believe, so few people coming in this year. So there are certain adjustments that we're making. But for reassessment purposes, if I'm not mistaken, that will begin the process officially January 1. It's probably already began for next year.
It's already began for next year. That's what this would call a reassessment.
Is there anything else here that we can, on this particular piece of property, look at, James? That what he's currently at is $471,335 valuation.
But what Ron would be asking is there, because he's went from nightly rental to extended stay, it'd be the only thing that I would know of that we could even look at on the value. Well, can't drop the classification according to that state deal that we got yesterday, can we?
I'm not asking the classification to be changed, because we may revert back to rent maintenance at a later date.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying right now, that's the way we're operating. We're not getting any increases.
Did you have you haven't had an appraisal or anything like that?
No, because quite honestly, I'm probably no more what those properties are worth than the appraiser around here. A lot more of them.
When he was talking about a classification change, what a classification change does is move, based upon a formula, it affects the overall valuation of appraised property. Am I wrong, James? Or
it affects the, yeah. From
30,
well, from 32 to 19%, which would be
13%. Which would be big. And however, if a person were to, as you said, move back the other direction, then the assessor is going to be looking at it from a different perspective. And as he also said, he can't look at the valuation of this property till January 1st, according to the State Tax Commission. The reason he asked about an appraisal is the State Tax Commission has directed boards of equalization across the state to look to appraisals if, in fact, the office and or the BOE has made a mistake locally, then we can, in fact, take a look at a property. That's the defining quantifier that they give us.
Well, how did I get relief this year?
If the assessor sees that there is a classification, that could give you some, a classification need change, that could give you some relief this year.
And that would be a decision of the boards.
Well,
and
the board's going to look to you, though. If
I know, but I can't do the classification change other than ask you to do it, because that's what the use of the property is.
So if in fact we make a motion now, James, and we reclassify this based upon use, the change will be made.
For 2012.
I'm putting you on the spot because we're asking you to give recommendations in some areas that you're not supposed to. Is that where we're?
I have changed a lot of motels like this.
Okay.
CL cars, motels. I just call the name, but it was in the odd numbered year.
Last year?
Yeah, we did those in the odd, and actually you came in last year, and we could have changed them then, but that wasn't in your request at that time. But that's what we did for CL at the time we did it, is we made him wait until the odd number year to change that classification because he wanted me to do it. Now, the board has the ability to do it here if I, as a recommendation to them, but I can't just do it as the assessor in the even numbered year.
Well, here's my question to you, and you've put yourself in kind of a...
James?
Yeah, I'd make a recommendation. If they are residential properties, to put it as residential as being an erroneous assessment. We're charging him commercial when he's actually a monthly rent.
Okay, that's where I was going, but here's my main statement would be, if you've had it in the monthly rental type situation, as soon as you change back, you probably won't change it this year because we're in July.
Yeah, probably won't change it at all ever.
But that's the only way that we can hear some of these cases. I visited with him a little bit out in the hall there to talk to him about there's certain reasons. There's only three reasons that we can even do any changes this year, and that would be one of them, that we could change the classification, but it may change back immediately next year as soon as he rents one nightly. It changes, doesn't it, Jane?
Well, you have to have a permit in the city
there. Yeah.
To go back to commercial.
Real.
I know CL had to go get permits from three or four different locations and it's presented.
What do you think?
I'd make a recommendation of moving back. Now, 100%, or are you just doing a percentage of it?
No, it's
100%.
We haven't rented one night in 1 year.
I'd make a recommendation to move it to residential. As per use.
Is that satisfactory? A while ago you said you didn't want to change the classification.
No.
That's the only way he's going to see relief this year.
For the assessor's recommendation on BOE number ending in 0009, I would move that the classification be changed from commercial to residential.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to change the classification from commercial to residential on BOE number ending in 0009. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. You're going to receive confirmation of those changes, hopefully within a week. Let's jump back, I think, to now, this is on Highway 165, this property?
Yes. Actually, it's got a name change on it now. It's Midwest Inn. It's the Vacation Lodge. This property is a slightly bigger property. Like all of the experiences, type economic on the sales. We do rent more permanent people than we do nightly, but we are still renting nightlies there, and we probably will continue that properties. Just looking for some relief, because these taxes on this, I can't tell you, they're just so far out of line with them.
We're looking at a property asset, or appraised value of $836,049. Which is an assessed of $267,540. Is that right, James?
That's what I'm listing
on. Okay. Oh, sorry.
We value the property at $3.25 and would solve for that today. That's the best test of our intentions.
Without an appraisal or something, I can make a recommendation on it. Since it's not changed use in a long time. Now, that's out between, is that out by the winery?
No, it's right across from Safari Road, you know, that yellow one, or it used to be yellow, set across the road there.
Yeah.
Who built that thing? I was...
I believe a guy by the name of Brandon Clyde.
He did.
Yeah.
He also went to Safari and stuff.
Yeah.
He did that for Safari.
Yeah.
Built it as a Scottish Inn, I believe.
Scottish Inn.
Remember, right?
Right.
Around the long time.
I was electrical contractor for years out that, did a lot of that stuff out in that direction.
It's basically a frame construction all the way through.
I'll tell you how you might receive some relief. This board would have to deny you, and then you would have to get an appraisal done on it and present it to the state tax commission. And that would more than likely give you relief. They're basically under the gun because they don't have anything to base their decision on.
But what would happen with our denial is when you receive paperwork, it's going to tell you how to apply to the state tax commission. They will come down here. They'll meet with you in Taney County. Matter of fact, they conduct those hearings or have been in years past.
Right here.
Either right here in the courthouse or the judicial facility or whichever room they choose. So they will come here. But in my opinion, there is absolutely no chance of having a Lord without an appraisal. Is that right, James? With an appraisal.
They have sent us letters to that effect. So I'm going to make a motion for denial on it because that's your best route out.
For relief this year.
Yeah, for relief this year.
Well, that may be the case with the rest of the property.
Which other properties do we, how many?
The Jim Patterson Development.
What's that?
Jim Patterson Development.
We've got the next one on our list that says Georgetown Inn.
No, that's gone a long time ago. It's tore down.
That's previously true. Georgetown Inn.
Oh, I see, yes. Okay.
Which one, which others are your...
Investments, which is a bit clear now.
Yes.
How many properties are you representing today? That'll give us a clue.
Five.
Okay.
Two was heard last year.
Yeah, so we didn't hear them again.
Can we do anything with those to the state?
Not the ones that heard last year.
Really?
That's the state's rule that they give to us and guidelines. What were those two?
K Investments and Blue Jay. We can't hear anyone else.
K Investments?
Which other one?
There it
is.
K Investments.
Queen Anne. One, two.
Can't hear this one.
One you heard last.
But those are not on this list, right? Christy? They're not on the list in front of us because they were heard last year. All right. Go to the Queen Anne?
No.
No?
We already heard that one.
Blue Jay.
It's a Victorian. Heard about 100 West Tyler City.
I'm trying to find the right number.
That's it, right there. That's it. 1812133. That's number 10.
Yeah.
It's under Jim Patterson Development, U.S. Inc., DBA.
Oh, got it. Okay. Gotcha. All right.
I thought
that
Jim Patterson.
I don't know. It just wrote on here. I don't know. We may have a typo on there.
So.
Blue Jay Investments.
No, that's the old Georgetown Inn.
Well, it's got previously Georgetown Inn, so it's got wrote behind that.
Yeah, but that's not the right building, correct?
No,
parcel number that he gave us. 18102130.
Well,
18102130.
Is there a way to get into the system and find the property specifically that he's talking about?
Do you know what it would be under?
Could be under Victorian Inn.
Ask Kenny to go.
Do you know the address?
It's 3500 Tower Street.
So it's under Ozark Financial Incorporated.
It was.
Victorian Inn.
Did we vote to deny that?
We don't have that on here, right?
Right.
Okay, but we can...
We'll have to change that.
We'll write this in.
Pin into this one.
Ron, did we vote to deny that other one, or did we just...
No, but you were going to make a motion. Is there a second on property number one ending in 0008? Midwest Inn?
To deny?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I would second.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny BOE request 0008. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Did you get that, Christy?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Could now you we're. Vote to deny this 003 before we get caught up in the 0010 before we get caught up in a technicality.
Well,
if
it's...
I'll use that same BOE number. I'll just change the parcels in the system.
What? Yeah, we're... We've got it on our list. We better vote to deny it.
Yeah, but it's not a request for this property. But it's a BOE request for... What she's saying is plug this in. What I'm not understanding that.
You're going to plug it in to this number?
I'm asking.
It's okay with me. It's okay if it's over with her, but I won't.
So we'd scratch out the 18 such, such, such we've got there? If you'd rather have it some other way, just tell me and we'll do it that way.
Well, I just thought you'd ought to deny that one and just create a new one.
We can't, I mean, it's not a request. It's just a mistake on our part. Jim Patterson Developments is not appealing this particular piece of property, right?
Right. Okay. How are you going to do it?
I mean, I would just scratch it off and give it a brand new number. That's okay. Give me your new number.
A new BOE number?
No, the property number.
Oh, 07-7.0-35-000.
It's Victorian, Ozark Financial, Victorian Inn, all right? Is this property in the same situation as the last one?
Yes.
The...
Is it on 76?
Can you scroll that on down for me?
At night, it's there.
What have we got? 673, 784. Well, now let's talk about that. 610.
It's a split number, so it looks like they sold like property. So, what are you saying this value of this property is?
He put it as $200,000.
That includes the land value?
Yeah, is it the land? I mean, this is probably a third of an acre.
Does it face 76?
Yes.
Is
Jim's, I don't know what we can do with this, other than if we've assessed them for a pool and doesn't have one, to take that off.
We don't have a pool on.
You don't have it on as the, okay.
But 4 doors down, you can buy a property for $5,000 a unit. That's in better shape, built, you know, that's not framed as well.
That still restricts us on what we can do according to this year. I mean, till January the 1st, 13, for reassessment. We can't do anything as a board without reasons like we did on the first one. And there's, I mean, that's just, the state regulates that, the state tax commission. We just can't.
What's the property right above that, Christy? Would you click on that for me? The long building, right? No, yeah, right there. Okay. '84, is that right?
Yes.
Well, I remember that going up. That's been, time's going fast, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like yesterday.
Yeah.
Start tearing the property
down that you built a few years ago. It really makes you feel bad. Guys, we need to let him take this to the state too, correct? James, do you have something else?
No, that's all I have.
I think that's his best bet, that for financial relief, is to let you take it to the state the same time that you take the other one.
Will that be just for 1 year, though, or if they give me relief, will it be for?
They will address 2011, which will establish a value for us to move forward on. Now, that value may be higher than what you want, but that means that you can also be speaking in the new year with the county assessor here locally. Or it'll be something that we will agree with in the future, if they in fact make a change on it. But again, one of their prerequisites, as you'll find, is an appraisal.
I was going to go ahead and get something for this, but I got the call yesterday evening, so I didn't
have the time. Motion, guys?
Motion to deny. That's your best.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and second to deny BOE parcel ending in number 0010. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Which other properties do we have, Mr. Shipman? Make sure we've got them in here.
If you don't do the other two, then that's it. You denied the 165 hospitality and Blue Jay. And everybody's on the hospitality practice.
Yeah, the one we made the classification change in was the old, it's the Rosalie Inn, right? Down behind the Red Roof Mall. Or beside it, I should say, I guess. Rosalie, wasn't that Ben's wife?
Mm-hmm.
Rosalie, wasn't that Ben's wife?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have the next parcel, Christy?
He doesn't have any more, Ron.
Oh. Oh, I thought he said five.
We did three, didn't
we? Yeah. Two were last year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Well, I'm sorry we can't be of more help. I know that these times are just incredible. Again, thoughts are to, you're going to receive notice from Christy there, and it's going to give you instructions on what to do, and they will set up a time, and this will be the place that they will come meet with you. To send up the paperwork is obviously up to you, but that's no time at all. The state, though, it'll be late fall, it'll be much later. It might even be beginning of next year, depending on how many cases they have across the state. Now, it took so much longer like that last year because it was reassessment year. I would expect it to go much faster this year because they won't have near the hearings. And the gentleman, unless I'm mistaken, that will be here, his name will be Bart Titchener. He's one who conducts their hearings. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
We have time now, if you'd like. We can go back and take care of some of the ones that are...
Actually, I thought that we had pretty much cleaned up our lists with a couple of exceptions. Would you like to do that?
And I've got some...
Then we'll go through whatever you've got. I think our next...
Are these next ones that we have scheduled, or are they phone calls, or are they...
The next one that is scheduled is a phone call.
Okay.
Is it a conference call?
Yes.
Can you give me that number? I'll just go ahead and write it down. Is that the cycle shop?
LLC?
Yes.
Yep. It is 417.
Okay.
234-4750.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry. That is for you, though. You're the one that wants to spread the facts.
If we go back to, do we start the second or the third? Second. First three properties we've got are on hold. Those were Branson Hills. Right, but on the very first day that we met, July 2nd, the first three properties we saw were in Branson Hills, and we held all three of them.
Right, and...
We didn't think you'd have to move on them without the expert from Branson Hills.
Duly noted. Do you have signs on?
Sorry, man.
July 3rd. As I'm looking at our pages there, first page is complete. Second page is complete. Third page is complete. Fourth page is complete. Fifth, sixth, seventh. The one that we moved on Stone, where was that property, Christy? Do you remember? Robert and Kay Stone.
It's on Branson Hills as well.
That's Branson Hills. Let me write that in. So we have one property there.
Steve. I don't want to get texts or anything, but how can you hear Branson Hills? It's the same. You made the adjustment last year.
I thought you said we had to wait for that.
Yeah, he could go through that for us. James, what are you thinking? Because I value your expertise too. Thank you. What do you think those lots will go to next year?
I haven't ran that. I've got all the information that I have about this.
You think it'll be 10% down, 20, 50?
I'd say look at 20 at least. At the least. Although the state did, I was going to bring you a couple of those letters. Everything got the increase in 13.
Is that something that they're suggesting for next year, or they're suggesting for now? Because if they're suggesting it for now, I'd love to address it publicly.
Well, it's,
wouldn't you guys?
It's calling Dane County non-compliant officially. It's a neat letter. I'm about to put it in the newspaper.
July 9th, which was yesterday.
James, I'd wait before you put it in there.
What about the three Morris properties that he didn't call in? Have we had any other?
I had rescheduled them to today, where I'd moved them, and I called and left a message, but...
And what time was that set for?
Should be the last.
Holy cow.
Should be 12:45.
Well, let me... 12:45. We've got Jim's going to be here from 11:30 to 1. This is going to move pretty fast, I would say, right? Did you hear that, Christy?
Uh-huh.
Keep us on track, because Jim's going to be here from 11:30 to 1, and then... All right. Instead of 9:45, that's 12:45.
Yes.
Was the, okay, that's the same one. James, you want to move us forward with properties that you've got?
Yes.
We want to follow your suggestion.
Well, there's a...
So it was a large parcel and it's been split out into several parcels?
Lots of parcels. If I read every part, how do you want me to read every parcel number?
Let me ask a bigger question. Okay. We started at a valuation. Has the valuation remained the same, or is the valuation going up, or is the valuation going down?
It would be going down on the major parcel and increasing on all the other parcels. Actually starting from zero, they created the parcel this year.
I mean, there was a valuation on the property to begin with, right?
Right.
Is the end result an increase?
It would be an increase over last year.
That's just
to
that's
the individual owners away from the air park.
Okay, let me restate it. Is there an increase in valuation over what the base valuation was we started with as an end result?
Yes.
Okay. My suggestion is you give us the mother property to start with, and we can address it as the air park and allow you to fill in all those property numbers, because how many do you have? Is that, is there a better way to handle it, or? You?
Okay.
We're just...
Tim, if you're listening, you need to come in here. Parcel number 15-05-22-000-000
4.001. This parcel has 167 acres, which there was about
1's that come through P&Z.
Yeah, this was the lot we were waiting on P&Z to get done so we could value part of it. This has 167 acres in it, and it actually went up slightly from 1,550 assessed agriculture to 1,630 assessed agriculture.
But that's
in 09, its assessed valuation was $36,500.
And it went down to today's suggestion of 1630?
Yes.
So is this it's agricultural land that's only being used for agricultural land?
No, this is where the clubhouse burned.
Then,
no, you mean on
down
on this property?
Brass Liner or
So is the old Brass Liner Resort?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, it wasn't the Black. They own the Brass Liner Resort, but this is back up the road there by the road corner.
Harlan
Collins.
What are they requesting that we come before the BOE to set this, or are you doing
this? We're just doing this to straighten up the records. This has nothing to do with any request from anybody. This is our mapping grid.
Gotcha.
Well, through P&Z.
But I don't understand. I thought you said it. And then you said that, and then if they appeal it, we hear it.
You can't set it. This is all mapping that's been done since the book was closed. It's split out and combined. She's showing you there right now what's going on.
I understand. What's going to happen is the secretary over here is going to send an increase notice to this property owner. And it's going to be minimal, 1550 to 1630, which is nothing.
Right. But that's exactly where I'm going. Then they have the chance, because it's an increase, to appeal.
Sure, if they want to. But we're fixing their mess. They shouldn't be.
Well, they will.
And that's why we have Board of Equalization to hear appeals. Right? Used to be called Board of Appeals, but that was not correct.
Didn't you just say it went up because they added acres to this?
Right. Yeah.
Well, wouldn't they be smart enough to know that that's why it went up?
But you'll see,
think so.
When we go on with this, you'll see what's happening.
It looks like the runway got peeled out of that.
It did.
So that's a separate parcel.
It's going to be on a separate parcel coming up. This is all split out according to plat.
Are you going to give each one of these to us, or are you going,
yeah.
How do you want to do that? Okay.
I guess I'll do it.
That's up to you.
That's the first one. Setting the value of that number to 1,630 agriculture assessed.
Bless you.
Thank you.
That scared me.
Over here. If Kenny comes back, he'll know who we are. Yes?
The last digits is 004.016.
Got it.
This is taking in parcel 0 last year at $10 agriculture assessed this year.
$10.
Assessed.
What's the lowest assessed that we can place on parcel property? I thought it was 100.
But these are kind of joining properties.
Well, I'm just asking, can we set a property less than 100?
$106. Agriculture assessed $10.
Okay. That's assessed.
Next.
I thought 550 was the least amount that you could do that.
You can set any value.
Well, let me ask you a question. On a parcel property, a lot, we're looking at a lot, right?
Right.
That has an assessed value of $10, what are the taxes that are generated from that?
40 cents. Put that math back up if you don't mind. Can you point to that?
Well, my question is, what's it going to cost to mail the statement?
$2-$3.
If you'll give us the rest of these, I'll be quiet as we go through them.
004-015. This is 1.16 acres with assessed valuation of $20.
Went from zero.
Zero.
Okay.
If these get appealed, I'm going to vote to triple them. All right, now we're changing map numbers, but it's on the same number.
Okay.
15-08-27-00-00-001.001. This was 990. It dropped. This was 990 last year. It dropped to 670 assessed this year with the new map. Agriculture. This is parcel ending in 001.010, which is 6.47 acres. It went from zero last year to $60 assessed this year. What they've done down there is split up the land around the runway, and it's agricultural.
They've split up the land around the runway into lots.
Yeah.
They split it up into lots. Just have it split up into lots, or is it something they're selling?
That one belonged to an individual, the last one I get to, not Air Park.
Okay.
And these splits. Strictly to get the runway off by itself.
Okay.
Request from the lender. Okay, the last digits are 001.011. It went from zero last year to $50 assessed this year.
Okay.
15-08-28-000-000-001.000. This will go to $90 assessed agriculture.
From zero?
No, it went from 180. This will be a split.
Okay.
Value will be somewhere else.
All right. Let's do one more, James, and then let's make our 9 o'clock call.
Okay, there's actually the two to finish it up.
All right.
The last digits are 001.008. It went from zero last year to 20 assessed agricultural this year.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the changes as recommended by the assessor?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the changes that have just been mentioned through the assessor, by the assessor. On these splits at the air park, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Christy, are we ready on the next parcel? Where is this property at, James? Carr, for you.
It would be a bunch of commercial properties.
Well, there's more than one?
Yeah, you can see your 9 a.m. stake the whole and sheet.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
please enter your account code.
Who is it I'll be speaking with?
CL Card.
Oh! Just stop drinking.
Please enter your account code.
How many did he?
Christy, will you let the record note that we've called twice and there's no answer at the number that was left for us on these properties?
Yeah. How many?
This gentleman.
Did that concern?
How many properties did that concern? Just a second.
Five.
So, are they all in order?
Yeah, they're all right here at the bottom one on the first page and then the next floor. Down to George and Lorraine, of course.
Well, I guess the question is, can he be here sooner?
Well, he didn't get notice in time. This gentleman didn't get notice in time. He's out of town and doesn't have his paperwork with him. So even if he talked to you guys on the phone, he couldn't give any of his evidence, because he doesn't have it in front of him. So he's asking that you reschedule.
I don't see that he's scheduled anyway, is he?
Everything was scheduled for today, right?
Brett Rubal at 12:45?
He's representing...
At 12:45 is Jim Moore's properties.
Yeah, apparently that's who he's representing. Because that's the only person we have down at 12:45. Okay, so Dan's leaving at 10:30. Jim's going to be here specifically from 11:30 to 1, and he's done for the day. So we will...
Can't hear him today, but no. He'll need to be rescheduled because he wasn't given notice in time. He's in West Plains, he just got notice because everything had to be rescheduled.
This is the second time we've tried to schedule these people.
Yes,
you had scheduled them for yesterday.
And we called him
last week.
Friday.
Apparently a very busy man.
Right. He says, I would be happy to call, but I'm out of town in West Plains, and so I don't have access to my paperwork, so it'll do me no good to call in.
These three properties are going to go to the tax commission, so.
Just letting you know what the gentleman is asking for.
I understand. I appreciate it.
If you want me to call him back and tell him that
you're going to deny
it, and he'll have to take it up with the state tax commission, that's what I'll tell him.
No, when the board has a discussion about it, then we'll have a decision.
Okay.
But why don't you, here, let me write it down. You take that back. Brett Rubal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 12:45. 6:66:20. Okay, thank you.
Okay, next I'm going to give it to Christy.
West Plains. Thank you, Donna. James, you got some more properties you want us to get back to?
Yeah, I think it's complicated for the last 2 months. I'll mention this and then you can see. These properties here.
Before you start, on the next 4 or 5 that we've had, have you been through all these properties? But I mean, it's been here. Sure.
All right, I'm going to move on to two properties a gentleman bought that adjoined his properties. He's wanting them to change. There's no reason they can be commercial. They're commercial properties in the city of Branson. He's got residential all the way around him, and he finally bought these properties out. And he said, I want them to be. He said, James, I don't know why they're commercial on your books.
Okay.
You want to hear something like that?
Just tell us what it is and what you're moving it to.
All right.
Right?
08-9.0-32-003-012-008.003. This is in a residential subdivision. He says, you don't apply. But we've changed it from 770 residential.
What was it before?
It's showing zero as a joint combined.
Pardon?
These are showing as combines into his residential lot. They were on his commercial. They would be under a no hold. They don't show value last year because of that.
So we're, I don't either. It's just right now we're showing an increase, so an increase notice go out. I don't think that's your intent.
I better look at that. Why they printed zero for last year.
Has she got it right there?
That's out at those Roanoke houses as you're going down. As you go on Roark Drive, right up there, in the back side is those three little lots that can't be built on, can't be anything. He just bought them. If you go across the street, up the map a little, the other way, that is part of the other subdivision. This front end is commercial properties along 76. Those little pieces back there belongs to the Roanoke subdivision.
Okay, but they had to have some value on them. Unless they're split off from the commercial property.
No, they're not split from the commercial.
Okay.
I mean, if there were signed lots.
Well, the city of Branson don't allow those signs. You can't put signs in there. Especially in a residential subdivision.
You're going to get the
I'll
okay. What's your next one, James?
parcel 08-5.0-21-003-006-003.157. This is strictly a condominium that says they have never been in the active rental program and they want to come out of, they've been paying commercial for some time as being in an active rental. We always request a letter to get them out of it. This letter happened to come in the even number here.
Okay.
They're asking if they go from commercial.
Are you wanting us to make votes on these individually as we go through? I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Motion. Motion for approval of this.
Acceptance of this letter.
Yeah, acceptance of that letter. And from commercial to residential, we do each one of them like that. We did last year, and we will again this one, seems that we've just received.
Is there a second?
I will second.
Motion's been made and seconded to change classifications from commercial to residential on property 08-50-21-003-006-003.157. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Let's go back to the one before it. And is there a motion to approve the recommendation from the assessor on the property that established the value at 770 on that lot that we were looking at a minute ago?
Thought he was wanting to double check it before
he was wanting to double check the first figure, but you're ending up with 770 as a valuation.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from. We're going to end up at 770. That's what it'll be at reassessment next year.
So you're all right with this approving that?
Yeah,
I would so move.
Second.
Motion been made and second to establish the value of 770 on parcel number 08-9-32-003-012-008.003. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
I'm asking for the same thing on the same parcel number, ending at .004, changing the value to 980 residential. It's under the same situation.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and second to establish the value on parcel number 08-9-32-003-012-008.004 at $980. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Parcel number 04-6.0-13-004-001-014.000. This is a house out in Paintyville that the roof is totally took off the backside. The floor, water came in the old farmhouse and rotted the floor out. They pulled the power, no septic and well. We would be taking the value to 1,270 residential and 1,350 agriculture. Those are assessed valuations. It's basically making the old house just a place to throw some hay where it's dry.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to establish the assessed valuation at residential 1270 and agriculture 1350 on parcel 04-6-13-004-001-014.000. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Here's a letter. Parcel number 18-7.0-35-003-001-008.017. this is just getting approval. These folks wants to be in the commercial, not their own program.
They're going from residential to commercial?
That's what it says. Heard a phone call to your office this morning. It said the property below will be listed in a nightly rental program for tax purposes this calendar year of 2012. That's their request.
So have you got a valuation to a valuation? No. Just a change in classification, right?
Yeah, because we had changed it to residential. We had changed it to residential, but the books had never been changed from commercial. This is just confirming that it's commercial.
Motion for approval of acceptance letter to commercial.
Second.
Motion and second to accept the letter requesting this property be classified from residential to commercial. Parcel number 18-7-35-003-001-008.017. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. It goes from what to what?
The old value was commercial, $77,210 assessed, residential, $5,700. To the new of commercial, $74,160. Residential, $5,700. We moved the adjusted area by 53 square feet.
Motion to accept the adjustment.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to accept the adjustment because the error in calculation on parcel number 19-1.0-02-003-001-004.007. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Go to 1,820 residential, commercial 10,960,
apologize for not having the other one. But they were commercial units last year.
Move to change.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second to set the valuation at 1820 residential, 10,960 commercial on property number 09-8.0-28-000-000-018.000. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Can we stay in recess for 4 or 5 minutes?
Yes, sir.